sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Monday, January 13th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers. With Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, had a fantastic birthday yesterday. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who texted me throughout the day. Greatly appreciate it. Couple of birthday cards in the mail. Thank you, Barb Ajima, Dave Ajima, Jimmy C. Sharp, the music man, greatly appreciate it. Really nice card. Greatly appreciate it, you guys. All the text messages. Had a couple of them call me old farts now that I'm 67. But yes, it was a great day. Was able to get up and listen to The Flatline with Rick Hughes at 7:30. Then I was able to attend church services online from New Hope down in Williamsburg. Pastor Craig did a great job. He's doing the book of Esther. Very interesting story about her. Then I was able to produce a church services. Had a little technical glitch at the beginning at 11 o'clock sharp, but we took care of it. Pastor Chatfield did a great job up there at Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burt Lake. Then 12 noon came, the chili was ready, Miss Vicky made me her homemade chili, full crock pot and a half, actually had some left over. Started watching my football games, three football games. Man, it was a football day Sunday. Text messages from all the grandkids, it was a great day. Did not go outside, did not move from my lazy boy chair. But it was fun. It was a great day. Ended up capping it off last night, right before we went to bed, before we went to sleep. The Washington Commanders are coming to Ford Field on Saturday. It's going to be a Saturday night game, not Sunday. And the interesting thing is the Lions have not played Washington since 2022. Two completely different teams, Detroit Lions versus the Washington, now called Commanders instead of Redskins. This young quarterback that they've got is having a miracle of a season. And honestly, they play a lot like the Lions. They go for it on fourth down. They don't punt hardly at all. They converted three of the five fourth down plays. Ended up pulling it off with a field goal at the buzzer to end the game. The kicker kicked the field goal. It started fading into the goalpost. He hit the inside of the goalpost, plunked it, and it slid through. Bounced off the post in for a game-winning field goal, defeating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are done. They are going home. So we've got a new opponent. We haven't seen them. They haven't seen us. Question's going to be, who is the best coach in scouting the other team? How many of our defensive players will be watching this new young quarterback in the film room preparing for the game on Saturday? I cannot wait. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Man, that is a absolute favorite song of mine. Truck driving song. Out on the road 4, 5, 6 weeks. Said, that's it. I'm done. I got to go home to Miss Vicky. The honey-do list is way too long. I start playing that song. No end in sight. Amazing Rhythm Aces. I'd play it over and over and over. I knew I needed to come home. Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. One of the things that's pretty interesting, did you guys get a text message if you're a Republican precinct delegate? Did you get a text message from a 313 area code down in Detroit? 313-456-8814. When did I get this? It's kind of interesting because it came on Sunday, January 12th at 8.07 p.m. last night. At the top of it was the Michigan Republicans logo. And the push poll question was, if the race for Michigan GOP chair were held today, who would you be supporting? A, Scott Greenlee. B, Jim Runstad, and they misspelled his name. C, Michonne Maddock. D, Joe Chella, or undecided, E. Now, obviously, this is not in alphabetical order. Based on the fact that they put Scott Greenlee at the top, kind of leads me to believe this might be polling being done by Scott Greenlee's campaign. Not sure. But another letter, B was Jim Runstad, second choice, C, Michonne Maddock, D, Joe Sella, E, undecided. Sometimes they try to hide the person that's pushing this in the middle. C is Michonne Maddock. Reply with the letter of the candidate you are supporting. Text stop to opt out. Again, coming from area code 313-456-8814 last night at 8.07 p.m. Well, I responded with a B for Jim Runstad. 9 o'clock, I responded. Immediate comeback, 9:01. Will you be attending convention in February? Reply yes if you are. I spelled Runstad correctly, R-U-N-E-S-T-A-D, and hit yes. That was at 9:01. 9:19. Now, this is interesting because this is no longer a automatic AI bot communicating with me. Why? How do I know that? Because when I responded with who I was supporting at 9 o'clock, it came back at 9:01 immediately. Will you be attending the convention in February? Reply yes if you are. 18 minutes later, a human being looked at this text phone number, 313-456-8814, and said, thank you. Is Donald Trump's endorsement likely to sway your vote? I responded, in caps, not at all, 3 exclamation points. Quote, talking to President Trump, Mr. President, totally support you, but not your endorsed candidates in Michigan, 3 exclamation points. I did not support Mike Rogers because he used your endorsement to not debate the other candidates in the primary. He, Mike Rogers, refused to debate Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, Justin Amash, the other candidates, Sandy Pensler, that it boiled down to, along with the others that were running previously, he refused to debate because he got Donald Trump's endorsement, and he got it early. I went on to my statement to President Trump. You, sir, shoved Rogers down our throats, and we didn't like it. Stay out of this race in Michigan, end quote, was my message back to them. Waited a few minutes, and I said, who is this? Who are you working for? No response. Hour and a half later, tell John Yob that Trucker Randy said hello. I think this push-pull poll came from John Yob. Okay. Patriot brother Jeff. Long time no hear, brother. He just wished me happy birthday, big brother. Why? Because you're a little tiny Jeff now? How much weight did you drop with Missy's program? He got the text. He said, yes, I got it. Greg O'Neill, he got it. 8:07 last night. Yeah, sorry, I'm not interested at all, Christine, in that candidate. I know him, and I'm not interested at all. We are going to disagree. Okay, let's get into the other one. Okay, yes, I got it as well. Well, we shall see. Yep, Greg says, yep, same 313 area code. Oh, my God. Jeff says 60 pounds he's down. Because you're 10 years older also. Old guy, too. Oh, man, he's just nailing me big time. Good for you. Good for you. Glad, glad, glad you did it. I hope you feel a lot better, a lot healthier. Well, one of the things that is kind of interesting is how this race is shaping up in light of the upcoming January 30th county conventions. Basically, 2 weeks from this Thursday night, there will be county conventions held at 7 p.m. across the entire state. The county conventions is where you precinct delegates, duly elected and elevated, will be called to come to county convention. You have to go. You must attend a call to convention. That is your only obligation in being a precinct delegate. When you go to the county convention, you'll find out how many delegates your county gets to go to the state convention in Detroit, Huntington Place, Friday, December 21st and 22nd. So, one of the things you have to understand is that the process is very interesting. When you go to your county convention, there will be people wanting to go to state convention to vote for a candidate they support for party chair. They may not tell you who their choice is. They may not tell you that if they get sent to the state convention, they may not tell you who they plan to vote for. That's a very good possibility. But they will be motivated to try to go. Does your county have a preferred candidate? Many of the small counties up here in northern Michigan, for example, my Antrim County, I believe we have 8 delegates representing our county at state convention. We already had a discussion, a text message amongst most of the executive board members. Chairman of the board, chairman of the party, Marv Rubing, and others. And consensus was already somewhat taken that we're going to support Senator Jim Runstad. On Friday's show, I made it known that I endorsed Jim personally for state chair. What about your county? Are you guys going to work for a specific candidate? Is that who you're trying to try to send to state convention? This is how the process works. You look at the candidates that are running and make your decision. Then you put together a slate of delegates to go to state convention to vote for that person. This election is important because we do not have an incumbent chair running to be reelected. Pete Hoekstra accepted the ambassadorship to Canada from Donald Trump. He's gone. Well, Sean Maddock, previous vice chair, wants to come back, be the chair, but none of the other candidates have been involved in state party in the last cycle. So these are newbies coming in. So very, very interesting how this is going to shape up. County conventions, very important. Again, 2 weeks from this Thursday, 7 p.m., you have to attend it. And especially delegates at large. I want to talk about that real quick. If you're an elected county commissioner, county clerk, were on the ballot as the nominee, perhaps you didn't win to the Democrat. I don't know where you're at in the state of Michigan, but you have the right to attend the county convention and go to state convention as a delegate at large if your county chooses you to do so. You still have to run against the other delegates if you're interested in going to state party in Detroit. So, very interesting. The reason I mention that elected officials don't have to be elected precinct delegates. You're automatically allowed to go to your county convention. So that's how that works. So we shall see. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be robust. There'll be a lot of speeches, a lot of parties, a lot of political maneuvering going on at the state convention Friday, February 21st, Saturday, February 22nd. Very, very, very interesting what this is going to shape up to be, and we shall see who the next chair is going to be to lead the party. 2026, critically important election. We got some things happening in Lansing. We'll talk about that and much more. I'm Chuck Garandy. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories.